Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to another fun-filled episode of The Maniacs. I'm Jongo. That's Task. We're here for the party. Parties we're here for. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day on the blockchain. Task, how you doing, man? I missed a lot today, but I guess we'll get into that. News, gossip, scandal, and Jongo life. How you doing, man? How was the town hall?
It was pretty good. I mean, the topic's not my forte. I'm not into gaming. So, you know, when you're not into something and you're not knowledgeable about something, you know, it's very difficult to be, you know, really tuned in to what's taking place and what they're talking about, because it's just, it's not my thing. So, you know, how to build a game, develop games, attract players, I don't really have much knowledge nor really interest in that. You know, but fortunately, there are a lot of knowledgeable people around who know what to do. And when it comes to gaming, I'm just not one of them.
Yeah, it's funny, like this time last year, I was so like in it. Like I was just in, you know, Splinterlands was like my life. It's I lost the taste for it last year, and it's definitely not my thing either. And it's funny because if you know my history, like I was like this huge Call of Duty player. Like that was my life for probably a decade plus. It was part of my DNA. And then, you know, I just lost it last year where I was just like, you know, I've had enough. But it's obviously you can't ignore it if you're into this Web3 stuff. It's obviously
huge market, huge market, gaming, big stuff. So it was a good town hall. I mean, Eric and Nifty did a good job. I mean, they're gamers. They're into it. It's right up their alley. They knew the questions to ask. They knew about the process. And, you know, they, in my opinion, led a good show.
There you go. I guess we just get the elephant in the room out of the way, just, and then we'll get into people's questions, which is probably a lot of elephant in the room stuff. I made the announcement yesterday, and obviously this is not news to Task because I spoke to him about it, but I got a new job, basically, and this job is something that, you know, 2 weeks ago you would have told me I was doing this, I would have laughed at you. I would have said, there's no way in a million years I'm going to be doing this. But I got an opportunity.
Anybody can be a porn star, and Jongo is now going in to flesh his stuff and show us what he has.
Killing me. Oh man, killing me! Like probably pretty much the complete opposite of that, but you know we'll go with that if you want.
You're gonna learn if Jungo's bald all over.
Oh boy, this has gone to the moon already. So I basically with this new job, it's gonna require a lot of time. I have a pretty decent commute every day. On top of that, it's a salary position, which Task, I've never had that before. This is brand new territory for me. It's a lot of responsibility. It does involve truck driving, but not
over the road.
It's not crazy like that. But in the summer, I'm going to be gone for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. But so it requires a lot of time. And with that, I had to tell the town hall guys, like, you know, I got to step away because it's not fair for the witness server for me just to be a fifth wheel and sit, because I don't know when I'm going to be around. I stepped away from the Leo team, just letting Cal know and Eric that I just there's no way I can do it. And then with the Cryptomaniacs podcast, I have no idea what my schedule. I'll know more next week, but there's no way for me to tell people that are watching this that, yeah, we're going to be here at 3 or 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern, because I have no idea yet what the schedule will entail. But it's a big change. I'm excited for it. My family's excited for it. And the past 6 years, even before I got on chain, you guys know my story, Tass, you know, with the PayPal stuff. And I was busting my butt, man. I was hustling, trying to get this stuff back and, you know, get the online business back, but it just didn't happen. It was just, there was everything I tried just did not work. And my passion and love for online business just went by the wayside. And I do believe that I said this in the post yesterday, because I just hit 100,000 Hive power again. So I had 120,000 or something, had to power down, and then I built it back up to 100,000. And I just wanted to leave a big nugget there on that post yesterday. And this task, I'm sure you'll agree with this. You don't need to come into this stuff with deep pockets. You don't need to come into this stuff with astronomical knowledge. You don't need to come in to this stuff with 10,000 people following you on TikTok. You don't need that. What you need in this community, and I'm talking the blockchain as a whole, and even more specific, Leo, you need to have a will and a desire to do it. And if you stick to, and this is beating a dead horse task, if you stick to this stuff, magical things happen. And because of that, because of my effort over the past 6 years, I'm going to be able to basically take care of my family now for the next little bit until the paychecks start coming in. I'm going to eventually be able to buy a house with my efforts here. This sounds so corny, but anyone can do this. You need the patience and you need to the stick-to-itiveness. And a lot of people were saying, oh, 100,000. Oh, that's amazing. I'm not even near it. It's like, I started at zero, literally zero. And it doesn't happen overnight, but you just keep pushing and beautiful things happen. So I'm not going to try to get too emotional here, but yeah. So that's Jongo Land. That's the story of Jongo Land. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, it's a message that we basically keep preaching. And Nathan on the town hall said something. He got into Splinterlands, bought some cards really early on, like $2,000 worth. And yes, he did buy in, played a little bit, lost interest, got involved in his own projects. And somebody said to him, you got into Splinterlands, didn't you? He said, yeah. So you got some of those early cards? Yeah, you might want to look at what your account's worth. And it was worth $100,000. So the point is, and okay, not everybody has $2,000 to buy different cards and tokens and things. Okay, fine. But as Jongo said, you work your ass off, you do the sweat equity deal, and that's the key, equity. You have to own right. assets. Exactly. Yeah. Just and this is one of the problems with the mindset of how do I earn more on high? Now, if that's your viewpoint, you're looking for an income. That means you're still a slave. Jongo's going back to the slavery. Anybody who's worked on salaried knows you don't stop at 40. And trust me, you don't. It's not, you know, 8 to 5 with an hour lunch and then you go time and a half or double time. Uh-uh. And the point being, if you have assets, which Leo's an asset, Hive's an asset, you have assets in digital real estate, and John still has his assets. So he's going and getting an income, but he's still holding his assets. So while he's off doing something else, you know, his 100,000 of Hive may become 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, whatever. His, you know, whatever in Leo could do the same thing. And that's the key. That's the difference between generating wealth and generating an income. And very few people get wealthy from an income. You could say, oh, LeBron James, you can talk about the top EPL players, you can talk about movies and actresses and singers. And those are the outliers. You know, you talk high, and then how many of those people end up broke anyway? You know, how often do you hear about, you know, a guy in the NBA who made $100 million and ends up broke? Or, you know, somebody who got involved. I mean, Billy Joel was a prime example. The guy sold like 30 million records and he's broke one day. He wakes up and, you know, his handlers had blown his money. You know, Bernie Kosar, the quarterback for the Browns, went broke. So this is commonplace. So, you know, you want to own these assets. And with what I think is coming down the pipe with technology, the, as I've said on air here, the labor income is going to go away. We better look for something else. And John Goh has his staking income, and he's going to still get his Hive inflation. He's still going to get, you know, curation, I bet, because, I mean, he can even set that up automatically if he wanted. But, you know, he's going to keep growing his stake. And, you know, I'm sure he'll end up posting and stuff like that. It's not like you're disappearing.
Yeah, no, I'm not powering it all down and see you later. No, it's nothing like that. It's just I just this has become my priority now, and it requires my full time attention and willingly. This isn't, you know, and it's funny, people were saying to the Threadcast, like, John goes going back to slavery. It's funny because I consider it the freest I've ever been. I mentioned this last night to a few.
That's people. Because you haven't had a fucking job in 25 years.
But you don't
take it from me. You had a job for a lot of years. It's slavery. They tell you when to be there, when you can leave, where to go, what you get paid. I mean, it's not freedom. Trust me.
But you got to understand what I'm doing. What I'm doing is not, I consider, work. Second of all, this is the first time in 6 years I have no stress. I have none.
Well,
dude.
I mean,
like, the past 6 years, I've been like on. I've held it together. A lot of people don't know what goes on in my personal life. I try to put a smiley face on for everyone. And I've been stressed. I lost everything, man. I lost homes. I lost everything. Like, just top of the world to bottom of the barrel, struggling for 6 years. How am I going to get enough money to feed my family? I'm not going to touch my crypto. I'll figure something else out. It's been 6 years of nothing but stress in my life. And for the first time, ever since I got hired on Monday, I could work 70 hours a week at my job now. It's weird.
We'll see in about 10 weeks.
See you in a month, right? Yeah, see you in a month.
Yeah, we'll
see,
and then you'll... No, there's no doubt that being a business owner, there's different pressures, without a doubt. But it's the old, do you want to be an owner or do you want to be a slave? And each side looks at the other side as nirvana when you're going through the tough times. The problem is there is no nirvana being an employee. Ultimately, okay, there's a few. I mean, obviously, if you're in certain positions, but for the most part, it's drudgery. You're exchanging time for money, which is the worst deal there is. It's the worst economic and financial deal there is. So, you know, I'm not saying you're doing the wrong thing. You got to do what you got to do. You got to get the money flowing in to keep food on the table, to keep the utilities on. But, you know, at the same time, you also have some stuff stacked away that, you know, will appreciate. You're not assetless. You have your assets.
Oh, yeah. No. This is, it's, you know, I've always said, and, you know, like, I have a 5-year, 10-year plan with Hive, with Leo. Like, I mean, I consider this the retirement fund.
And that's, you know, the difference between you and somebody who everything they earn, they go and they liquidate out. And it's like, at least keep some of it there to keep building, even if it's just 10% of what you earn, because you need the money. Okay, take 90% out, keep 10% so you can keep growing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure, dude. I was doing the math on it, and I was like, you know, I need maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks of enough, and then I'm good, you know? So it's like, okay, cool, I can do that. Leo, I'm not touching, because I told Cal and Eric, like, you can't get rid of me because I still want to become Apex, so I still got 40,000 Leo or something to go. So you guys are kind of stuck with me hanging out on Leo and stuff for a foreseeable future. So the rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. But it's just going to be a change. It's going to be a change. Like I'm not going to be able to know schedules, and I had to step away from the town hall, and it's mostly because I love these guys, and I don't want to be the fifth wheel, and I feel like a fifth wheel if I'm just sitting around. Oh yeah, my name's there, and I'm not doing anything. So yeah, so that's the reason. Anyways, should we get into people's questions, even though the majority of it is Django is a slave again? That's
the name of the show. Welcome back to slavery.
I've never had a salary position in my life. So it's like, this is, it's You'll funny. Learn. I'm mid 40s reinventing myself. Or
you'll learn.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyways, here's the Threadcast, folks. There's quite a few comments and always keep a moon bag. Yes. Brando says that. I'll do it this way. I'll go oldest to first just cause there's so many, and I'll try to get through as many as possible. DK wants to know what Django's changed. Are we going to move this to early mornings? Like 8 a.m. No. Eastern? No, because no. I'm going to be starting at like 8 a.m. Eastern. So
no, trust me.
If anything, Task is going to have a whole bunch of coffee and meet us at midnight. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see.
Wait, who's midnight? Yours or mine? Because
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. My midnight. 2 a.m. for Task. Yeah. Esme wants to know, what is the secret of Taskmaster's never giving up attitude? Is it military or management experience?
Well, I wasn't in the military. And I was in management. Of course, management won't give you an optimistic attitude. That'll make you want to hang yourself by your necktie. It comes from the fact that it's a choice. And pessimistic people tend long-term not to be successful. And yeah, you can always point out the old curmudgeon who's the exception to the rule. But you look at your most successful people, they don't let shit get them down. They can't, because it's like, if you let shit get you down and you stop, you're done. And very, very few people have had success at their first go around in anything. It's always, it's that old saying, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you pick yourself up. And that's the case. And if you are pessimistic, you miss so many opportunities. And if you are going to go all in, and that's the other thing, don't half-ass anything in life. You got to go all in. Oh, I'll just try it out. What the fuck is that? No, you dive right in. Some things don't work out. Some things you go down the path a little ways. I don't like this crap. I can't stand it. Okay, I'm going to go try something else. But that's called perseverance. And perseverance comes from attitude. And very few people have it. So it's a way to stand out, if nothing else. And that's why you go on like traditional social media, you go on Facebook, it's a fucking cesspool. But you know what? That's indicative of the mindset of most people.
Yeah, it's, like for me, and this is what I always said over the past couple of years, like I had no plan B. I really didn't. I went all in, and that was something I learned years ago.
If I can interrupt you, Django.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's a lesson in this. Django had no plan B, yet a plan B shows up.
Yeah,
so it just goes to show, you don't sit there and say, well, I'm going to go in, but I got to do this in case it doesn't work out. Fuck that. Yeah. You go all in. And
definitely not the attitude.
Then you adjust. And that's what Django did is he went all in. Okay, he has to do some adapting here. So he found a plan B. It emerged. But he didn't go into it with a plan B like, well, if this doesn't work out, I'll try it. And maybe if this doesn't work out, then I'll go the other direction. You ain't going to be successful that way.
No. No, it's a really good point. You definitely got to go all in on something. So yeah, for sure. Esme also knows, do you remember the old service called Blog Talk Radio? It used to be podcasts in space before it was a thing. Yeah, I do. Blog Talk Radio, long time ago. Pal Talk back in the day. Blab.im, Ustream was the first thing, you know, Blog Talk Radio was this first blogging platform, and like Spaces before it even existed. It's so funny that a lot of the stuff in internet marketing, in social media, all of this stuff was around for like over a decade ago. And now it's all of a sudden becoming popular. It's funny. You think about cell phones. We have the ability to basically talk in space on a phone to other people. And what do? We don't talk. We want to text. Text messaging was around 20 years ago. And instead of being able to, and voice and FaceTime, we want to text people instead. It's nothing new under the sun, man. It's all just.
And John Go is going to post a picture of himself on his way to work Monday in his bell bottoms.
Definitely. Yes. Let's bring the 70s back. Yeah, for sure. So Tokenized wants to know, what's the new gig?
Yeah,
Tass just said I'm going to be dressed in bell bottoms. No, it's crazy because it's kind of everything that I love wrapped into. And this is why I keep saying I had no idea that this job even existed, you know, a couple of months ago. But I'm going to be a truck driver / bookstore manager /
porn star.
Yeah. I'm working for
John Go is gonna, it's one of those old 1970s booths that, you know, they had in the peep shows, and John Go's gonna be in the booth dancing in a maple leaf thong for money. You put in 50 cents and you get to watch him dance for 35 seconds.
And then what I'm really doing is I'm working for my church. So I guess that kind of goes against everything.
No, that's actually right in line with churches from my experience, right up the alley. You're going to sin right at close to home.
Fun stuff. But yeah, it's great, man. I mean, I'm going to be around books and I'm going to be around truck driving. I mean, really? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, if you guys know anything about me, you'll know that that's the two things that are just, you know, insanely I'm passionate about. So I'll keep everyone up to date too. So not sure what that means. D-Kid says he's off to grab lunch. We are the best bald guys on chain, apparently. Bald lives matter. I appreciate that. Thank you, Andersino. That's fantastic. That's awesome. The recap. Oh, will the Bills win the next Super Bowl? Andersino wants to say no. I mean, no, it'll never happen.
Considering the next one Sunday, probably not.
Yeah, no. They're no. We're never gonna win. I've come to accept that. It's okay. I'm okay. It's not bad. It's whatever. Saw that you generated 142 page views on Town Hall, but we're here already at 62 on the Maniacs. Let's show it's the largest and best show.
What are we at now?
I don't even know.
I don't know if I got a prayer read.
I'll have to open it up in a new window here. I'll tell you.
I can get it, I think.
No, I got it. We are at, 90, it says we're at 4 page views.
97.
I got it. That's very strange. Anyways, there you go. Maniacs are coming. Yes, there you go. So does John Go's new gig mean that you won't launch your course, How to Be Successful? Absolutely not. TASS might be able to launch it now, but I will be How to Lose Your Mind but Keep Your Sanity over 6 years. That's my new home study course.
We don't know what it is. It's just $49.95. We got the price.
Exactly. We accept HBD. Just send it to us. We don't know what we're going to send you in return, but just send this 49 HBD just for poops and giggles. You know, we'll just have some fun with it.
We'll even waive the 0.99.
Yes, perfect.
We're nice that way.
We'll make $47 because we'll do the Walmart pricing. You got to put the sevens at the end of everything, right? Instead of the nines. If you had a chance to redo your career in current time, what field would you have picked, going into IT, security, AI, or something else? Oh my gosh, man.
I mean, well, I'm not smart enough to do any of that.
Yeah, I know.
But looking back, I'd go heavier into finance. I'd go down the finance road, but that's where the money is. Yeah, I mean, if you have coding and technical experience, then obviously. Don't forget, a lot of that, depending on what type of time frame. Yeah, you're sitting here today. It's a great field to be in. I don't think it was that great a field to be in 2005. I mean,
right.
So, you know, that's where having that IT developing skill set helps. But it's all about timing. I mean.
Yeah. Price question. More T wants to know, did anyone have a chance to grab some Hive below 30 cents? No, I don't buy. The only crypto I buy now is Leo. That's it. I don't buy anything else. First of all, I'm not smart enough to know when to buy this stuff because everyone says it's green day, red day, whatever day. But I just buy Leo, man.
What is green and red? That doesn't form purple, does it? No. What is green and red?
Green and red. Blue. Isn't green and red blue?
So it's a blue day. Every day is a blue day.
Everything is a blue day. I think green and red's blue.
Okay.
This is like basic, you know, childhood education stuff.
Paint mixing. Well, you know.
Yeah. Is it?
I saw those questions. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? And the answer was no.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. I have no idea. Yes, Taskmaster is Xanderzino. Taskmaster, every time DAOs releases a new report, weekly top threads, it's lonely at the top. Yeah, the beat task thing, I tried spearheading a couple days ago. I'm not totally sure how that's going because I'm pretty sure Task is still crushing all of us. So, yeah, there's always that. Beat Task. Please should be the new hashtag. Read Jongo's post about his next adventure. How much are you planning on power down and what's going to be your future goal for Hive and all related coins? Well, I mean, the big goal for me is Apex Lion on Leo. I mean, that's the thing. And how I'll do that is, you know, curating, creating, buying Leo voter delegation, stuff like that.
So but I'm just thing you've been doing all along.
Same thing I've been doing all along. Yeah. Dog is acting weird. My kid just showed up too. Fancy. Yeah. So I'm just doing a power down for the next little bit. Just until, you know, the income comes in, starts coming in. That's it. It's not a full power. No, I'm not. No, no. Like that said, I don't look at this like, oh, Hive is 30 cents. I'm looking at like Hive is going to be $3. Hive is going to be $6. Hive is going to be $7. So I'm holding it. And then I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Curate content, create, delegate. There you go. It's the game plan. So. It's not very exciting. It's not a very exciting news day for me. You know, like nothing's really changing other than I'll be around less. That's about it. Nothing that I didn't say in the summer when I was driving around like a madman in the States and not getting paid for it, which was great. Let me tell you about that. That was fun. That was fun. Dedicating 3 months of your life and not getting a penny. That was a lot of fun. Big time. Happy power up day. What did you power up? I powered up 221 Hive just to get to 100,000. Just to screenshot that again because it's funny. And the reason I did this for a reason too. Let me I wanted to. This was the big. I wanted people to understand, and Task can attest to this because I'm pretty sure Task didn't come in here with $1 million and saying I'm going to go buy a bunch of crypto. He hustled. He worked. He delegated, he flipped things, but he put the effort in. I wanted to show people that I hit 100,000 a couple of years ago. I powered down a whole bunch and rebuilt it to 100,000 without really buying Hive. This was all through my efforts. And they spit those things out at the end of the year, the Hive creators, they spit that out. And it was like 20,000 or something Hive that I earned over the year. And that's HB, not HP, not HPD. That's just Hive Power itself. So you guys, anyone can do this. This is, I'm not sure, this sounds really corny when you hear this. Anyone can do it. You just got, but literally anyone can do this. You've got to have the attitude and the approach that you're not going to flip-flop. You're going to stick to it. And good things happen. So that's why I did that post. I wanted to show people, look, I hit 100,000 again, even though I powered down a whole bunch before. Just keep building. Good things happen. When Hive Mars. More tea? I have no idea. When Task says it's moon time, that's when it'll be moon time. He's a prophet. Who's in profit? Like how I did that? No? Not bad? Okay. Why is Jongo's YouTube channel called Johnny Coin? That was my brand I was going with a couple years ago. Whatever. I was just going Johnny Coin, but then Jongo kind of became the brand on... I put zero effort into that YouTube channel, let me tell you. Okay, so if you guys subscribe or don't subscribe to Johnny Coin, yeah, I don't really do a lot on social, on Web 2 these days, like other than posting this podcast. Product of the product. Is that, and the kids are screaming. That's exciting. Good afternoon, Lisa. Andesino says the old COD games are great. Used to be a big gamer before as well, but nowadays there's no time. Yeah, I fell out of it. I couldn't keep up. It was like it became like Task is going to roll his eyes here because we're going to talk gaming for a second. But every year they released a new Madden game, and there was just little tiny tweaks done to it. Every year they got $80 out of people because they needed to get the new Madden. That's what I felt Call of Duty was. Every year they would just re-release the same thing. Re-release the same. It was just little tweaks, and I was just like, they're just sucking. These people make more money in a minute than I do in a lifetime. Like, well, why am I going to keep supporting them? So I just got out of Call of Duty. One Alpha says no comments here on YouTube. No, we're all in Threadcast, man. We are we're all on Threads, the casts of Threads.
The upvotes.
Yeah, I make sure I got everyone upvoted here. So. The Tokenize says, what's going to be my screen name? Long John Silver. Thank you, Task, for absolutely ruining my day.
Wait, I didn't put that one up there. That I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. And here comes the images of the eggplant from More Tea, and then the peach.
Did I do that?
Oh my goodness, man. Like, this is going south real quick. Thankfully, Ahmad Manga comes by with some sanity in this world of insanity on the Maniac Show. Is there a way to transfer account creation tokens to another account on Hive?
No.
You can delegate it. Like, you can assign the permission for a certain account to get them. That's what we did. Yeah, we did that with List Nerds because I had all of these accounts because I had the most Hive Power. And they went to List Nerds. So List Nerds was getting these accounts. You can do it. Can I tell you how to do it now? No idea. But it's some way it can be done. Yeah. More T says, going with the theme of the day, Long John Euler. Thank you, Task, for starting this. Appreciate it. Waiting for my efforts allow me to reach a similar level. Well, Ahmad, this is the thing. I mean, look what Soul Me did for the Jongo Hub. Thank you, Task. Look at that image. See that?
Creative bunch. I give them credit.
That's fantastic.
Hey, Jongo, they listened to La Olive yesterday, and they're doing what you said. Okay, change the topic a little bit. Maybe that was created in Canva. Who knows?
There you go. You know, I mean, people are being savvy. People are being savvy. Ahmad said reaching a similar level. This is the thing. You got to put it into context. When me and Task got started here, it was 6 years ago. Almost 7 years ago for Task. That's a lot of time. A lot of people. This is the thing. This is the Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book about this years ago when he talks about the 10,000 hours. And I'm not going to get into the theory of that, but the message is that a lot of people will say, oh, I'm dedicated. Oh, I'm ready. I'm fired up. I'm here for the long run. Are you? Will you be here in five? 5 years is a long time, man. Will you be here putting in the effort every single day for 5 years? That's how you reach levels. It's, again, I'm not going to speak for Tass. I don't know his financial situation, but me personally, nothing. I had nothing. I had time. I had effort. I had passion. I had nothing. I didn't come in to this with a whole bunch of crypto. I came into this broke as a joke, PayPal ruining my life, losing a house. That's how I came into this. So all I could give to this blockchain was time, energy, passion, commitment. I don't have stocks of Ethereum sitting in my wallet. I don't have Bitcoins just flowing. I never had that, but I had time. So if you put the time in, I'm not talking money. You put the time in, you put the effort in, you progress every day, and then have the attitude of, hey, I'm going to be here in 5 years, not 5 days, 5 years from now, living proof that anyone can do this.
Well, and the other thing is, for Pete's sake, do you know how much easier it is today than it was 7 years ago? And this isn't, oh, in my day, we walked uphill through 3 feet of snow both ways. But we had two freaking tokens. And one was SBD, which was like either 30 cents or $8. And nobody knew how that was working. You had Steam. That's it. You know, there was no Hive engine. There was no layer two. There was none of this other stuff. There was no, at that time when we started, there was no Steam Monsters, which became Splinterland. And, you know, I talked about this with Music Unleashed. You look at these YouTube songs, 1.5, 3, 7, 13, 18, 40 million songs. Then you look at them, 12 years old, 8 years old, 7 years old, 14 years old. They didn't get 40 million clicks in 3 days. Now, I know Tucker Carlson can do that, but most of your stuff, it's long-term. And now with the Evergreen, it's the same concept. The more you have out there, the more you have out there longer, the more stuff you refresh, the better your chances. And Cal sent out, which I rethreaded, a comment last night that they are working on threads counting towards the total for Evergreen. Guess what that means? That starts with you having more threads. Right. Now, obviously, as a six-month-old thread, odds are it's dead. Nobody's going to see it. But that's the reason why you start to get creative, like with Music on Leo, and you figure out ways that people can find this stuff. What Django talked about yesterday with tagging. And now all of a sudden you start creating a tag business, if you will, for lack of a better word. And you start tagging it so people can see this over time. And whether it's memes, whether it's history, whatever it is, you start to get this stuff picked up. And maybe it's only a few clicks. But you know what? A few clicks, 30 times a month, that adds up.
Yep. Yeah, man. I love what Solmi said here. If you want to earn more Hive on Hive, bring more people here. Put buy pressure from outside on Hive. Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's. But then, what happens when they leave?
Right, because most people won't have that 5-year mentality.
Well, and most people, unless their toes curl, you keep them with the theme right off the bat, where it's like, oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Then they split. So this is the reason for News on Leo. This is the reason why we're trying to build some stuff. When people show up to Threads, there's stuff for them to do. Threadcast, get 3, 4, 5 of them to go in a day. Then maybe people ask, what are these Threadcast thingies? Well, then we can explain it.
Always keep a moon bag. Brando says here, have a Mortis says, speaking of coffee, here you go. Perfect. In Leo, plan A, plan B, keep plan A until we reach the moon. Yes. Andersino, that is the way to do it. 81 page views currently. Let's apparently we're over 100 now. Thank you, Tokenize. Yes. The gig is truly, man. I can't believe that I had no idea this type of stuff existed. And here I am going to start on Monday. So, yeah, if you want to make a millions, found a religion. Oh, if you want to make millions, I got you. Yeah. Scientology, right? That's all you got to do. Just look at that. Right? People who stress over their plan B, people going all in with their plan A, people going all in without a plan. Me. That's a mod manga. I would suggest making a plan, because that will keep you grounded on your goals. The plan for me when I started this was, how can I make a living off of this? And I basically worked for 6 years to try to make that a reality. Is it a reality? No, not yet. Could it potentially be a reality in 5 to 10 years from now? Perhaps. That's why I'm sticking around. I think you need a plan. I think that's something you definitely need to do. Have a plan for sure. So Andersino says, does working with your passion ruin it? My girlfriend went back to school to become a baker, but that actually ruined her passion for it. And now she is taking a completely new career. Speaking personal experience here, I've never held a typical job in my life. I got out of school. I was a high school dropout, hung out on the wrong side of the tracks, the wrong crowd, took a different approach, but discovered online business and then started working for myself, built online businesses. But then the passion faded, man. I mean, I was doing it for 25 years. Crypto has been my passion for the past 6 to 7 years. And I put my all into it, like TAS, like you mentioned. It was all, I went all in. The plan B materialized, even though I wasn't looking for it. I was focused on, and it might change. It changed for online business. I want nothing to do with online business. I don't want anything to do with affiliate marketing. I tell me that 2 years, 3 years ago? No, I would have. No, there's no way. So passions change, man. When you're tapped out of something, you're tapped out of it. So it's a good question, though. How to lose your mind but keep your sanity. I know. I came up. Kind of an oxymoron, right? Isn't it? Task is right. Tech jobs are not nearly as hot as back in the day. A friend of mine majored in college told me once that people are more likely to buy if the price has 7 or 4 at the first digit on the right. Well, that's the old Walmart pricing strategy, right? If you go to Walmart, you're going to notice a couple things. Go to your local Walmart and look at the price structures. This is a pricing thing we did for years and years and years online. There was never a 9 at the end of it, and there was never a 5 at the end of it. If someone saw $9.95 or $9.99, they rounded it up to $10. In their mind, they thought $10. But if you did $9.97, $9.93, $9.96, $9.98, they thought it was $9. Go look at how Walmart prices things. Take a trip. Take your phone out and start taking pictures of the prices. You're never going to see a 9, and you're never going to see a 5 at the end of it. But something selling for $9.98 is still $10. Did you ever mess with that, with sales and stuff? Did you ever mess with pricing?
No, because I was selling higher ticket items, and mostly it was purchased via lease. So we were dealing with a monthly payment.
Right. There you go. Should I take the hint that Google serves me an ad to become a Wolt courier? Well, here's a data founders for easy AI. Start your day with AI the easy way. Snowflake is the name of this ad that I see there. Snowflake task. There's a lot of snowflakes in the world.
Yep.
I'm loyal to Johnny Coin. Thank you, Andersino. Appreciate you. If at first you don't succeed, keep sucking till you succeed. Wow. Wow. More tea.
Oh, there's a visual and getting graphic. At least they didn't include an image or a GIF.
Can you decline rewards on some tokens? Like if I post on in Leo, can I decline all other rewards except Leo?
No. Even if you decline rewards on Leo, you still get paid in Leo. You don't get your hype, but you get your Leo. So the decline rewards isn't working very well.
Right.
But again, if you're on Leo, you're only going to get either Leo or Hive. You won't get any other coins unless you tag those communities, I wouldn't think. I mean, it's good, you know, you might if somebody upvotes you, I guess, if they're voting, you know, with some CTP or something. But if you're not appearing on the front end, your chance of being seen are not that great by that community.
Brando wants the olive token. Yeah.
The olive token.
The olive token, yes. One alpha with some numbers here for us. It is 67,608 hours since he registered on the blockchain. Dude.
Well, there. That's one way to look at it. Yep.
My
question is, does he keep a running total hour by hour? Is that just an well, update?
He's got it here. He's got all of the numbers here. 243 million seconds, 4 million minutes, 67,000 hours, 2,800 days, 402 weeks. That's insane. This is when I take it with a grain of salt when someone just shows up and starts saying, I'm so passionate and dedicated to this.
Yeah, okay. Fuck you.
Come cool.
Let's see you in 4 years.
Yeah, let's see you when you reach one alpha numbers there. I'm not even talking not even about that, Leo. You know, I'm talking the time invested. Like,
how many people do we see and they're even gone within 6 months? I mean, there's a prime example. One alpha. This is a compounding machine. You know, I don't know how much you bought. I don't know how much you came in with. It's really none of my business, and I don't care. But you just listen to those numbers there. The guy's been around a while. So no matter where he started, he's going to be compounding it all throughout. And guess what? Over the next 5 years, he's going to be compounding his stacks right now simply because he still curates, he stays active, he's staying around. And so 5 years from now, whatever point he's at with whatever coin you're looking at, if he's dedicated to it, which we know he's dedicated to Hive and he's dedicated to Leo, those two at a minimum, he will have bigger stake in 5 years because he stays active, A. And B, because unless something dramatic happens, I would bet a lot of money one alpha is going to be around in 5 years because he's been around for 400 million seconds or whatever that is. I mean, it's there's no great secret
only,
to this.
Only
there's
243 million seconds, okay?
There's a prime example. It's a compounding machine. The longer you stay around, the more you curate. Again, how many days are on there?
2,800.
2,800. So people say, well, I only get 10 Hive. Well, 2,800 times 10 is 28,000. Okay, you're not whale status, but 28,000 for just hanging out on a social media platform. And by the way, then if you're getting 10 a day because it compounds and you're curating, it's going to get bigger. And that's, you know, what about Leo? How about that? It just keeps always going back to the same stuff. Stay active, do more, let the system that compounds work to your advantage, and one alpha. Everybody says, I want one alpha. He's so lucky. No, he's not lucky. He's been around for 8 years or whatever that breaks down
exactly.
to.
Yeah.
And he's been here every day, and he's curating every day, and he's involved every day, and he's not, you know, cashing out every week. He stays involved.
Yep. It's no secret. More T wants to know where I got this Leo shirt from. So I know two. Well, I got this from Scaredy Cat Guide. He's got a store that he set up, but also Best Start. He's got a store too. So that's the two stores I know that sell it: Best Starts and Scaredy Cat Guide. I think Cal's setting up an official one. I'm not totally sure. But I don't see any reason why you can't take the logo and put it on your own shirts until there's an official one. And even then it's, I don't know. I don't think Cal's going after people for sticking logos on shirts. I know with Hive, it's completely decentralized. So you can take that logo and put it on whatever you want. I don't think Cal has a problem with people taking the logo and putting it on a shirt. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't see him trademarking it.
Yeah. Soulmy wants to know, what's the reason you got out of online business? Would you still recommend to create an online business?
You are an online business. You're on Hive, you fool. That's what we say every week. Your account is a business.
Jeez. I would say yes. So the reason I got out of affiliate marketing, let's say, is because I hate the industry. I have a bad taste in my mouth. I think PayPal is the spawn of Satan. Honestly, like, that's just me tongue in cheek. To be honest, I did it for 25 years, man. 25 years have invested my life into something. I'm like midlife crisis here, man. I'm totally reinventing myself. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's what makes you alive. I mean, you know, you gotta roll with the punches. Nothing's guaranteed. You know, what's the popular saying? God laughs at our plans. Like, yep. So just roll with it. Embrace the stuff.
Jongo turned 40 and he started working on Long John Silver plans.
Oh, man. Listen.
Is your wife going to read the Threadcast? Isn't she on Hive? Maybe she can shed some light on this topic. She might have, you know, some insight that your fans want to know about.
Andersino's going to bed. Good night, sir. Thank you for coming, hanging out. Appreciate you.
How do you sleep with these visuals in your head?
It's way too much eggplant going on.
Eggplant and peaches.
Yeah. Oh boy. Recently staked some more Leo so I could have 2,000 staked Leo. Wonder how much that print. That's how it works, Ahmad.
And then Ahmad, now you work for 3,000.
That's it.
You know, you start the process. What comes after 2,000? 2,001.
Yep. That's it. It's amazing how quickly that works.
Because the more you have when you curate, the more it produces. Yep. So, it's a compounding machine, and you know you're going to get NFTs at some point. There's going to be a lot more built, a lot more layers.
Sure. Wananda said she arrived late. No worries. This is recorded for your viewing pleasure. Who did? Wananda.
Oh.
So. She's hanging out, and she said, "Oh wow, 25 years. Yeah, it's 25 years. Like, this is again, we just mentioned it. Why I take it with a grain of salt when I see people gung ho, and this is going back to online business, online marketing. Mm-hmm. When people would jump in and say, 'I'm so excited, I'm so fired up, I can't wait, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm so, okay.'" Okay, sure. Let's see you in a year. If you're just as passionate
And you can count on one hand, probably in 25 years, the number of people who actually thoroughly impressed you with their follow through. It's the same thing when you go to these like seminars, like these motivational seminars, and it's like everybody there, it's like, oh, I'm going to change my life and I'm going to start working out when I get back home, and I'm going to go tell my boss to fuck off, and I'm going to start that business, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And it's like, you see them at the next conference and they put on 25 more pounds and not a muscle. You know, they're still working the same dead end job. Their kids still don't talk to them. Their husband left them or wife left them. I mean, it's just, it's the same thing.
That's it.
Well, one of the easiest ways to stand out on a hive is just stick around.
Dude, I wish it was more complicated than that, because then we could literally sell.
Then you could sell the damn product.
Right. But here, you want the secret, guys? Show up. Keep showing up. You will separate yourself from 99% of the people if you're here a year from now. Guaranteed.
Yeah, and you'll really separate yourself if we remember your name. Because if you're here a year from now and we don't know who the hell you are, you haven't done your job. I mean, it's just that simple. You know, how do we know Andrusino? Because he leaves 25 damn comments in our threadcast.
Why do we know Brando? Right?
Because he's here every single week.
Why do we know Tokenized?
We can't miss him. Yep. And you know, that's what it takes. And they get involved. They're commenting. And it's not only in the threadcast that I see those people. So what is it that's stopping you? And you're sitting here saying, I don't know what to do. Do something. And Jungo talked about plans. Screw plans. Do something. There's your plan. Get active. Take a direction. Go write something on the blockchain and take it from there. Then go write something else. Then go write
We have a strategic plan. It's called doing things.
Yeah.
Herb Keller, man. Quote of the century.
And I can tell you from Leo Glossary, there were no grand plans with this. A lot of the tentacles and avenues we're going down just appeared, and the people appeared. And it's like, okay, we'll try this. And I know that's the evolution of Leo, because Cal did not start out with plans like this. Leo started with seeking alpha on the blockchain. And we have gone in a completely different direction than that. But that's how it works. So just start doing stuff. I mean, I don't know how we can stress it anymore, Jungo.
I have this here. This is a little thing I took because I tape it every. It's been on my computer. This was actually taped on my previous computer. I just changed it. This is something I look at every single day. I'm going to show it to you guys. Task is going to say he can't read it.
I can't read it.
No, it says ready? ? Fire. Then aim and adjust and fire again. Keep on firing. Always keep firing. That's the plan, man. Stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to be the best you can be out of the gate. You're not going to know it all. You just keep doing things.
And I've heard that summed up as ready, fire, aim. But same thing.
Yep.
Same thing. And you know,
it's not ready, aim, fire. It's ready, fire, aim.
Yeah, because you'll be sitting there all day long trying to aim it. And Jungo's a prime example. It's like he just kept going. And okay, now he's going down a different direction, you know, or a different path for whatever time it is. And that's what you do. And it's like, here's the other thing. This goes back to Esme's question about how do I remain so optimistic?
Yeah.
And here's a life lesson for everybody. I'm going to be 54 years old here shortly. Everything I've encountered in 54 years, and I've encountered some bad shit. I went through some bad times. I've done some bad things. Everything I've done in my 54 years, I've gotten through. Let me say again, everything I've encountered in my 54 years, I've gotten through.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, yeah, I went through messy breakups. Yeah, there were lawyers involved. Yeah, I've had a lot of situations in my life with lawyers involved. I have been the defendant. I've been a plaintiff one or two times. I mean, I've been in the situation where the state of so-and-so against me. You know, I've had financial issues. You know, all this stuff. And it's like, I'm still here. And it's like, somehow shit works out. And it's not pleasant. It's not enviable. It's not easy. You know, but you can sit and piss and moan about it, or you pick up yourself and you move on. And you know what? And I know this isn't everything, because when it comes to health and disease, you know, a lot of times we don't do anything. We just get a disease. A lot of times we can't, you know, we didn't have any choice in where we were born and in the country we live in and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But outside of those, do you know what is the reality of every situation in my life? I was there because of decisions I made, which means I chose to be there. It's like I was the one who did the stupid shit that got my ass arrested. Nobody forced me. I was the one who did it. Well, I got arrested. No, you did something stupid and you got your ass arrested. And that's why you ended up in front of the judge. And it's like, well, the old lady, she was suing me for child support. Well, I wasn't forced to fuck her. And you know what? I mean, I did that willingly. And you know what? It's like, that's the way it goes. And it's like, you know, I can always complain about my boss. Anybody can complain about their boss. Never once was I forced at gunpoint to go to work. I did not sign a slavery contract when I started working for that company. Mm-hmm. Every day I chose to show up. No matter how much I hated it, I chose to show up. Why? Because I was slave mindset to get the paycheck. But leaving that aside, I chose to show up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, this is the either you learn these lessons or you sit and piss and moan. And what can you control? Going back to the Stoics, what can you control? Yeah, I could sit there and watch television, watch this yo-yo on TV or this yo-yo on YouTube complain about Biden or Trump or State of the Nation or the economy or this or that or the other thing. And it's like there's one of the other things, John will appreciate this, in sales training. The economy's always on fire. That's what they teach you. Always on fire. Because you know what? People are always making sales, even in recession. You have to change your strategy, but there are sales still out there. People are still buying. Yeah, you got to work harder. Yeah, you got to put out more proposals. You got to do more presentations. You got to take a different approach. You got to look for different triggers. You got to do all these different things. But you know what? People are still buying. You know, business is still taking place. And, you know, yeah, car sales are down compared to 2017. But you know what? In the United States, they still sold 15 million cars last year. 15 million cars were sold. So it's not 17 and a half like it was 6 years ago, but it's still 15 million cars. So, you know, this is what we have to do to keep it in perspective. And it's like, you know, the crap people complain about, especially on Hive, are like, oh, I'm not getting any attention. Well, stop your bitching and work harder. Make yourself seen. You know, Brando said, it's lonely at the top or whatever. I don't go and set a goal of how many threads I'm going to do or how many comments I'm going to do or any of that stuff. And you want to get on the top of the list? Go have at it. Go do 60, 70 threads a day, threads and comments. That'll get you some attention, you know. And just engage. It just, you know, you don't get anything by pissing and moaning, because everybody's pissing and moaning. Oh, the whales are so mean. One alphas. Listen, I have seen my opinion of one alpha is this. I have seen him be nothing but generous with his votes. I've seen him. I have not seen him engage in any activity that, you know, he starts to go after people and use his stake against people. I mean, maybe he's done it. I don't know. I've never seen it. That's not my impression of the guy. My impression of the guy is he wants to spread things around. He does plenty of votes for plenty of people. And if you're around and if you're active, one alpha,
he'll see you.
We'll find you. And if one alpha's not finding you, you're not doing enough. It's that simple. You're simply not doing enough. It's not one alpha's fault. It's not his job to find you. It's your job to let him see you.
Exactly.
And it's,
and that's the culture.
If he sees you, there's a good chance he will click the upvote button, just knowing the way it is. Now, you're not going to get rich off that upvote. He's not going to vote you at 100%. You're not going to say, oh, wow, look, I made $60 off a thread. That's not going to happen. But you know what? You may get 3, 4, 5, 6 upvotes from him in a day if you're around. Yeah. Hell, you might get that in a thread cast if he goes through, or in a thread conversation if he's going through it. Who the hell knows? I mean, I go through the thread cast. I'll vote tokenized 6 times. I'll probably vote Andersino 7, 8, 9 times today.
Right here. I mean, and obviously this is the thread cast, but I've upvoted every single comment in the thread cast. So people that have commented 20 times. Now, I'm not a whale. I have a sizable Leo stake, but it's adding up. And if you do 20 of those, just me, my little tiny stake. Now, Task will probably go through and vote.
I'll hit you. I don't know if one alpha will hit you, but then you show up at the AMA. Cal hits many of the posts in there. You know, one alpha is wherever he is, but he's hitting up posts or threads all the time. Yep. You know, it's just show up. Just get involved. And, you know, stop pandering for votes. Stop pandering for this. Stop asking, how do I do it? Just do it. How do I become more successful on Hive? Do more. Thread more. You know, engage more. I mean, it's just that's the solution. And get on people's radar. They Call Me Dan did not find me in Django. Because They Call Me Dan was not looking for me or Django. Django and I made They Call Me Dan find us. Now, we didn't go out and set to, hey, we're going to get Dan's attention. No. We did it simply by consistently showing up, by writing articles, by engaging, by conversing, by being consistent. And you know what? Over time, it's like, okay, these two fools are always around. Yeah. And we are. It's like, you know, okay, we may be like old furniture, but we're still here. And it's like Django has a lot more experience with this online stuff than I do. But talk is cheap, man. Talk is cheap. Don't tell me what you're going to do. It's like, how many times, Django, just in the last 6 or 7 months with Leo Glossary, did we have stuff in Threadcast or stuff that we've seen that we've mentioned on air? Oh, I want to help out. I can count on one hand the number of people helping out, you know, which is fine. I expect that. I told you I built $150 million, $100 million in value. If you give me 20 people who are over the top and psychotic about things, psychotic in a good way, of course, not in a Charles Manson type way. But it's going to take forever to get those 20 people because it's like everybody talks like it. But then it's like, what do they do? It's like. Yeah. You know, and that's just the way it is. So, you know, if you are starting something, expect to go on your own for a while. And that's how you set the precedent. You just keep doing it yourself till somebody else takes notice. And you might have to go through the first 3, 4, 5 people who take notice, and they may give you the song and dance and the Django, what Django was saying, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. And, you know, 3 weeks later, it's like they haven't even logged back in. Yeah. But you will find the Jimmy Adamases. You will find the Lisa Gentiles. You will find the Elianas. You will find the Jungos. You will find the Taskmasters. And, yes, to a certain degree, we're a little bent. I mean, this is not common thinking. No, it's not. It's mania. This is mania thinking. But you need that if you are going to be successful, because it's like, I'm not letting anything stop me. And with the tools that are starting to show up, Leo Glossary is going after fucking Wikipedia. Now, it may take me 10 years, but I'm going to find the people who will start to put together the stuff and pull in the people that we can go after Wikipedia. And, you know, with NFTs and individual page ownership, this is a huge opportunity to totally rewrite everything. And it's only because of Web3 and how infrastructure is. Mm. You know, now, what are you thinking? Oh, how do I get earn a little more Leo? Come on, think bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know, it's you may end up on your knees like Django did. You may end up beaten down like Django was. But you know what? He went for it. And he's not done going for it. Mm. That's the difference. You know, it's not like he just came here and said, oh, how do I earn a little bit extra money? No, he went for it. Things didn't work out. This is just a setback. It's just a side trip. He's not going anywhere, as he said. And he'll come back. And in the meantime, he'll do what he can and keep building and do what he can as time permits. And then after that, at some point, he'll probably reemerge full time and say, okay, now let's take another swipe at this. That's what you do.
You keep and firing. Ultimately,
there will be
keep off. Firing.
What's that?
Keep firing, just like that little thing, you know, the ready, fire, aim. It's you keep showing up. So
yeah, and you know, it's you dedicated a lot of time, the one resource that's constant for all of us. And how do I put up so much shit on the blockchain? Well, because I spend a lot of time, first off. So you have to put in the time. But I can tell you, I spent 30 years in sales and marketing. I put a lot of time into that. And guess what? The company I put the time in for the last 20 years, they came to me one day and said, you know what? We've thought about this and our prospects are a lot brighter in the future without your services. I mean, I wasn't the only one. They decided a lot of us old codgers were in that boat. You know, and that's what happens when a company gets bought out. So here I am cruising along working for a couple guys who own this company who they worked for the previous owner. I mean, they've been in it. One guy was in it since he was 19 years old. And they cash out. They decide to sell it to a major corporation. New guy comes in. And almost within a year, everybody who had about 20 years experience with the company was gone. He got rid of the old culture. He wanted his own culture. So he comes in and takes over. That's what they do. And it's like, so what do? Do you do like Django was saying? And do you piss and moan when you get that? Or you just get slapped in the face and you get busy and you say, okay, well, this is the reality. PayPal, I mean, he woke up one day, PayPal said, there goes your account. Bye-bye. Holy fuck. What do you do now? Well, it's like you can sit whine about it on Facebook for 6 years or do something. And, you know, it's just, I don't know how we got on off of porn and onto, you know, Tony Robbins. We went from Debbie Does Dallas to change your life with Tony Robbins. But, you know, this is what you have to do. And unfortunately, Django, maybe it's we're too honest. We're too upfront. Maybe we should like just dress it up and start a subscription service and say how to become Hive billionaires in 17 easy steps and create all kinds of products for it. You know, show up, get busy, dive in, keep at it. Look at yourself as a business. Do what we do. It's not like we're saying this and not doing it ourselves.
Yep. Guys, thank you for hanging out with us on the Threadcast, hanging out to the rants. Going forward, I'm not exactly sure when the next scheduled Maniacs podcast will be. Task again might need a shot of adrenaline or coffee for the next one, but we'll play it by ear.
Might need a new host. We're gonna have to move Django out. He's going Trucker Django.
Trucker Django.
Or should we just call you Moses now?
I'm more of
Were there bald people in the gospel? I don't even remember. It's been so long since I was in school.
Yeah. No. I'm more of a.
You'd have to grow the ZZ Top beard because all them.
Yeah. No, this is too clean cut, man. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fair warning. Like you know, a lot of the content that's going to be coming out of Django's mouth going forward is it might be the gospel task. Taking you to church, brother.
Hey, I have no problem. #Hashtag God on Leo. Knock yourselves out.
That's the thing.
God on Leo watching. Or religion on Leo. Good, go have fun. Politics on Leo. I don't care. People say, there are people writing stuff I don't like. Who cares? Ignore it.
Yeah, or go write something you want to read.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
God
that's
on Leo. There you go. God on Leo.
I'll never understand that. Before we get out of here, that's the one thing I'll never understand. I'll never understand why people get so upset about politics or religion. I think it's great conversation. Now, if someone's going to start getting all upset and mad at each other because someone believes something that you don't believe, now you got a problem. So that's where you just say, okay, just like you said, Task, you go read something else. You guys, this is the beautiful thing about the blockchain. We can write about whatever we want. If you don't like it, just go read something else or write something you want to read.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the nice thing about threads is in another X number of seconds, there'll probably be another thread coming along. I mean, I personally don't care about Splinterlands stuff. Yeah. People posting Splinterlands stuff on there. Great. Post more of it. Good for you. If there's too much fucking Splinterlands stuff on there, I'll post more to disrupt that.
Yeah, I don't like, I'm not going to, people posted on Splinterlands stuff. I don't get all upset like, oh my gosh, I'm going to downvote Splinterlands stuff. No, I just don't read it. Like this, I'll never understand this. Oh, we gotta be the pure. Anyways, I digress. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Stay tuned. We'll let you know when the next one is, or maybe Task will get tokenized to co-host with him or something like that. Because that was gonna be the plan in last summer, right? Weren't you gonna get tokenized or something for the days?
Well, considering I never mentioned that to him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's a surprise to him. Oh, I just threw out that name, and it's like.
There you go, tokenized. Anyways.
Wait. This is insight into how Cryptomaniacs has worked from day one. We talk about our strategy and our plan sessions. This is it. We don't plan any of this stuff out. We are literally telling you how we operate. It's like we had a couple of conversations like 2 years later. It's like, well, we mentioned that. Why not? Okay.
Throw it against the wall. See what sticks, man.
Yeah. It's like, do you think we should tell him? Nah.
We'll force him. Thank you, guys. Be good to each other. We'll see you on the next one.
All right. Total. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.